House passes bill to prevent bans on gas-powered vehicles. The House of Representatives on September 14 passed legislation to prohibit bans on gas-powered vehicle sales. Electric vehicles will be part of our energy matrix for a long time. No Republicans deny that, but government is trying to pick what you drive, America, said Representative Jeff Duncan during an hour-long debate prior to the House vote. Nobody is taking away your gas-powered vehicle, said Representative Frank Pallone as part of that same debate. H.R. 1435, the Preserving Choice in Vehicle Purchases Act, passed in vote of 222-190 in the House. No Republicans voted against the bill, while a few Democrats broke ranks to support it. It previously passed the House Committee on Rules on September 12. The resolution was first introduced to the House in March. California ban. The Republican-led push to protect internal combustion engines comes after the California Air Resources Board approved a measure that would prohibit the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by 2035, less than two decades from now. To go through with the ban, the state must secure a Clean Air Act waiver from the Environmental Protection Agency. California already received a similar waiver for its upcoming ban on new diesel-powered heavy trucks starting in 2036. H.R. 1435 is a response to these efforts. Our bill will restrict the EPA from issuing the waiver California needs to execute its proposed ban, and by doing so will ensure all American consumers have choices in their transportation options, said Representative Jay Obernolte, a California Republican who co-sponsored the bill, in a statement after the legislation passed the Committee on Energy and Commerce earlier this year. The legislation would revoke existing waivers from at least 2022 onward. California's diesel-powered heavy truck waiver was granted earlier this year. The bill would put existing waivers dating back to 2013 in jeopardy, Mr. Pallone wrote in an Energy and Commerce report on the bill. If California bans all gas-powered vehicles, as the California Air Resources Board is attempting to do, our cost of living will increase. Blackouts and brownouts will become more frequent, and commuting families in my district will suffer, he said. At an earlier Energy and Commerce hearing in June, the EPA's Joseph Goffman told Mr. Pallone that the proposal could limit California's, or more precisely, EPA's authority to grant a waiver to California. 17 other states, representing roughly 40% of the U.S. car market, tie their own standards to California's under Section 177 of the Clean Air Act. In practice, then, a California gas-powered vehicle ban could be felt across the nation. Earlier this year, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy floated his own plan to phase in a new gas-powered vehicle ban by 2035. New York and the European Union have introduced similar proposals. When Representative John Joyce, who first introduced the bill in the House, asked Mr. Goffman at that same hearing if a California ban extending to those partner states would be a de facto national policy, Mr. Goffman said he was not sure. My understanding is historically auto manufacturers have striven to avoid making more than just one national fleet, he said. Clashing perspectives on bill in House. In the House debate on September 14, Democrats and Republicans clashed over the bill. Mr. Pallone accused Republicans of once again doing the bidding of their corporate polluter friends at the expense of Americans' health and security and our nation's economy. Representative Doris Matsui described the legislation as a love letter to big oil. We have a chance to stop climate change before it is too late, she added. Some GOP lawmakers pointed out the current limitations of electric vehicles. A rush to EV expansion could overwhelm our electric grid, said Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. Mr. Pallone credited emission standards for spurring the growth of a large and growing fleet of cleaner, more affordable cars that benefit all Americans. But Mr. Joyce said the EPA's carve-out allowing California to secure Clean Air Act waivers was designed to combat smog and pollution in and around Los Angeles. It was never intended to be used as a tool to ban the vehicles that have transported Americans for over 100 years, he added. Mr. Joyce also drew attention to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm's recent EV road trip, during which her entourage blocked a family's access to a charger. The family called the police. Representative Paul Tonko argued that the bill would stand in the way of technological progress. For over 100 years, America has been the greatest auto manufacturing nation in the world, and this is largely because we have embraced innovation, and we have embraced our skilled, unionized workforce, and if we want to continue to retain this title, we need to embrace the changes that are occurring in that sector, he said. The transportation revolution is here, Mr. Tonko continued, adding that $7.5 billion in federal spending through the bipartisan infrastructure law will soon greatly expand and improve EV charging stations. Representative Gus M. Bilrakis argued that a waiver for California would come at the expense of auto manufacturers and, ultimately, everyday consumers. Currently, auto manufacturers face significant losses with their EV divisions and rely on the profits from their gas-powered vehicle sales to maintain profitability. If this California rule stands, auto manufacturers will likely be forced to increase retail costs on all their vehicle options to remain profitable, he said. Republicans trying to pick political fights. Prior to the vote, Representative Jim McGovern told the Epoch Times the bill sucks. I think what we're doing right now is to distract attention from the fact that they are about to shut the government down, he added. Representative August Pfluger questioned why California is in a position to be setting the standards for the rest of the country. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said her Republican colleagues were trying to pick political fights here around emissions. When asked about concerns over the affordability of EVs, Representative Ro Khanna told the Epoch Times that the way to get the cost down is to have more investment in battery technology and drive the cost of the battery down. The bill still needs to pass the Senate. If it does so, it would need the signature of President Joe Biden or enough votes from both chambers to overcome his veto. In a September 12 statement of administration policy, the White House stated that it strongly opposes the legislation's passage. Jackson Richman and Joseph Lord contributed to this report.